Welcome, this is the Andy C. Masterclass. Flip the filtered riser in Ableton Live 12 for timeless roller momentum. In this intermediate drum and bass lesson, you'll learn how to design a long filtered riser with live stock devices, resample it, flip it, reverse and transform, and slot it into a 170 to 174 BPM roller, so the flipped riser accentuates drum momentum instead of becoming a wash of noise. We'll use only live 12 stock devices and cover practical mixing and timing tips, so your flipped riser sits with the drums like a pro Andy C style mix transition. First, what you'll build. By the end, you'll have a 4 to 8 bar filtered noise and synth riser made with wave eatable or operator and auto filter, a clean resampled audio version of that riser, a flipped clip, reversed and processed, tuned and warped so a percussive attack lands exactly before the roller drop, layered processing, EQ, saturator, glue compressor, utility and sidechain, so the flipped riser punches through the drum bus. A short 8-bar example at 174 BPM showing how the flipped riser locks with drums and bass. Now let's walk through the steps. Follow each action in your Live 12 set. Preparation: set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a simple 2-bar DNB drum loop. Kick on 1, snare on 2, rolling hats and a shuffled hi-hat pattern. Put it on a drum rack and route it to a drum bus group named Drum Bus. Create or duplicate a bass stub track so you can audition the riser with the low end. A. Build the filtered riser 4 to 8 bars 1. Create a MIDI track and load wave eatable or operator if you prefer a simpler noise and sine setup. A good patch idea. Oscillator 1 is noise for texture. Oscillator 2 is a sine or octave sub if you want low content. In wave eatable, pick a noisy wave eatable for bright harmonics and set the noise oscillator level up for texture. 2. Insert an auto filter after the synth. For a classic riser, use a high pass filter with a steep slope, 12 or 24 dB. Automate the cutoff to sweep up, start around 200 Hz and sweep toward 12 to 15 kHz over the riser's length. Add a bit of resonance, 30 to 60%, for character. Enable a subtle LFO if you want movement. 3. Add saturator after the filter. Drive 2 to 5 dB and choose warm or analog clip to add grit. Keep the output trimmed so you don't clip. 4. Put an EQ 8 after that. High pass below 100 Hz to protect the sub, and a small high shelf boost above 8 to 10 kHz, about 1 to 2 dB, to make the flipped attack sparkle. 5. Optionally automate pitch. Use a clip transpose or MIDI pitch automation to pitch up slowly a semitone or up to 6 semitones across the riser for a classic pitch rise that becomes a punchy hit when flipped. B. Resample the riser to audio 6. Create a new audio track named Riser Resample and set its input to resampling. 7. Solo only the riser track and any effects you want included. Arm the audio track and record the full riser length, 4 to 8 bars. Stop and consolidate the recorded clip, so you have a clean audio file to work with. C. Flip the filtered riser reverse and refine 8. Double-click the resampled clip and click reverse. This is the flip. 9. Choose a warp mode, complex or complex pro for harmonic material, texture for noisy or granular sweeps. If you need a crisp transient, try beats with a small subdivision preserved. 10. Resize and stretch the clip so the attack lands where you want. If the drop is on bar 9, place the flip transient to hit the bar before the drop, commonly the downbeat at minus 1 bar or somewhere between minus 1 and minus a half bar. Use clip start and warp markers to make the flipped audio fill 1, 2, or 4 bars as required. 11. Shape the transient. Add an EQ 8 before reverb and boost 3 to 8 kHz by 2 to 4 dB with a narrow Q to emphasize the attack. Add a fast compressor or glue compressor with a fast attack and release to glue and tame dynamics. Optionally, add short utility gain automation on the transient. D. Transform it into a rhythmic roller element, Andy C style 12. Duplicate and slice. Make one long reversed sweep for atmosphere, and one short chopped version for percussive accents. Use sliced a new MIDI track set to transient or a fixed grid to create percussive hits from the reversed riser. 13. Add modulation and space. Use a short plate reverb, hybrid reverb or reverb, with low decay, around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, on a send. Keep the send subtle. Add a delay sync to a dotted eighth or eighth note for movement, but mix it low. 14. Sidechain and blend with drums. Insert a compressor after the flipped riser and enable sidechain to the drum bus or kick. Start with a ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds, enough to let the riser breathe with the drums. 15. Bus processing. Route riser and drums into a stem or master pre. Use drum buss on the drum buss and a gentle glue compressor on the riser group to gel them. Add any transient shaping on the drum buss to keep the reversed riser from washing over key hits. E. Final timing and mixing for timeless momentum. 16. Nudge and humanize. Move the flipped clip slightly earlier or later by 10 to 30 milliseconds to create push or drag. Small nudges change perceived momentum. 17. Automate a high cut during the build, then open sharply on the final bar so the bright reverse transient snaps into place. This is especially effective because the reverse transient becomes a sharp onset when the highs open. 18. Test in context. Play from 8 bars before the drop through the drop. Adjust level and sidechain so the riser creates momentum without drowning the snare. Common mistakes to avoid: don't record dry. Resampling without the exact effects chain, filter, saturator, pitch automation gives a lifeless flip. Always capture the processed output. Use the wrong warp mode and you'll get artifacts. Avoid repitch for this. Prefer complex, complex pro or texture. Too much reverb on the transient turns it into a wash. Use short decay times and sends. Don't align the attack exactly on the downbeat. Usually the flipped hit lands slightly before the drop to create momentum. Don't overboost highs. Excessive high-end clashes with cymbals and snare top. Use surgical EQ and adjust in context. Skipping sidechain makes the riser fight the drums and kills roller momentum. Pro tips and useful shortcuts: create a riser's template with a pre-built wave-eatable chain, auto-filter, saturator, EQ8 and glue, and an arbitrary sample track. It saves time. Map cutoff, saturator drive and pitch transpose to macros. Tweep them while resampling to capture multiple variants in one pass. Record multiple resamples at different settings. Dry, plus saturator, plus pitch, so you can layer without rebuilding. Nudge guidelines. Earlier by 5 to 25 milliseconds for a push, later by 5 to 15 for drag. For a drop on bar 9, place the flip transient at roughly bar 8.3 to 8.9 depending on the tail. Warp mode quick picks. Complex Pro for pitched material, texture for granular noise, beats for percussive transients. Saturate before resampling if you want harmonics that reverse musically. Saturating after reversing adds forward grit and can make the transient aggressive. Layer the first 30 to 80 milliseconds of the flip with a short click or gated cymbal to cut through without raising overall level. Duplicate the flipped clip. Invert phase on a tiny time duplicate or offset by 8 to 16 milliseconds for widening without obvious phasing. But always check in mono. Use a narrow transient boost around 3 to 7 kHz on the transient, and automate it to open only on the final bar. For sidechain start points, ratio 3 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 ms, release 80 to 130 ms, enough to see 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on hits. If you want old school grit, resample clean, export, re-import and apply bit reduction or redux sparingly. Mini practice exercise: make 3 flipped risers and integrate them into an 8-bar build at 174 BPM. Riser A, 8-bar filtered noise with slow pitch up, flipped and stretched to 8 bars with subtle sidechain. Riser B, 2-bar filtered synth riser, resampled and flipped, stretched, with a short delay sync to 8th notes. Riser C, 1-bar shot, resampled, flipped, sliced into 4:1/16 hits and used as a rhythmic accent just before the drop. Deliverable. Export a 16 to 32 bar example where each riser is used at least once. Make sure the flip transient hits just before your drop and doesn't mask snare top frequencies. Try different warp modes and note how the texture changes. Extra coach notes: practical accelerators and micro adjustments build a riser's template to save 30 to 60 minutes per session. Name resample takes with tempo and key so you can recall them quickly. Micro timing. Duplicate the flip transient a few times and offset each by 6 to 20 milliseconds with diminishing gain to thicken without sounding quantized. Tape tiny pitch drops on the flipped clip, minus 1 to 5 cents, to add analog tension release and EC nuance. Mono check everything. If the flip collapses in mono, you have phase problems. Keep lows mono and widen above 300 to 500 Hz. Punch window. If the flip muddies the snare, cut 200 to 600 Hz by 1 to 2 dB and automate a tighter dip if needed. Creative variations. Layer a reversed granular version under the percussive flip, or pitch microvariance duplicates for subtle detune. Gain staging. Keep the resampled clip around minus 12 to minus 8 dB FS before processing and put saturator before EQ when you want richer harmonics. Performance tips. Map different flip takes to clip slots for quick live transitions and use follow actions to trigger tails automatically. Troubleshooting checklist: if the flip sounds thin, re-record the riser with more oscillator content or more saturator drive. If it muddies the snare, HB filter at 120 Hz and dip the 300 to 500 Hz range, then increase sidechain. If it disappears in mono, check phase and reduce whitening or nudge duplicates. If the transient is too reverb Y, lower send levels, shorten decay to 0.4 to 0.9 seconds, or route the transient to a dry channel. If you hear warp artifacts, try Complex Pro with Formant off or bounce the reversed clip offline to remove live artifacts. Final mix checks and polish a slash B with bass and without bass to ensure the riser doesn't mask sub. If it does, tighten sidechain or duck transient sub frequencies. Aim for consistent perceived loudness across the build and drop. The flip should add tension, not a distracting volume jump. Reference, against an Andy C style roller at 174 BPM to match transient energy and width.